This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. State lawmakers have indefinitely tabled a bill that would have required restaurants to provide customers with single-use utensils only when they request them. The bipartisan bill received a hesitant response from the House Committee for Business Affairs and Labor. Some question the state's power to enforce such a law. If it eventually passes, the statewide measure would be nearly identical to one Denver instituted last year. The elected district attorney for six counties in the San Luis Valley is under investigation for mistreating victims of crime. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Alonzo Payne was sworn into the job just a year ago, but throughout 2021, crime victims repeatedly told state officials they weren't treated with respect or fairness by his office. The State Crime Victim Services Advisory Board looked into four complaints of mistreatment and found all were true, and asked the DA's office to attend victim empathy training. That didn't happen, and so state officials took the unusual step to refer the case to Governor Polis, who then turned it over to Attorney General Phil Weiser for investigation. Weiser says he's willing to go to court if they don't complete the training. The DA did not return calls for comment. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Pitkin County's Board of Health meets today and will decide whether to extend its indoor mask mandate. About 15% of COVID tests in the county have come back positive over the last week. That's still high, but it's a significant drop-off from a month ago when the test positivity rate was around 40%. This is CPR News.